Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
Like most people, you know, it was a great international break, wasn't it? I mean, we saw some great games, some great performances. But after that, you know, transfer window, we just wanted the Premier League to be back straight away, didn't we? Obviously, Ronaldo is going to get a lot of attention this weekend. I've personally got my eye on Leicester Man City. That should be an absolute cracker. I mean, Pep really struggled against those lot last season. There's, of course, doesn't sound that glamorous, but there's Norwich v Arsenal. And there's a lot, you know, riding on that for fans as well. You know, fans of Mikel Arteta. No, I'm kidding. But for me, I'm looking at, you know, my eye is keenly on Liverpool v Ashwood City. Not for the reasons you think.
Do you think the new signings will start for Ashwood?
From what I understand, yeah. Kevin and David Luna, of course, didn't head off at internationals, unlike, you know, Lo Celso and Emi Martinez and all that mess. Vassos played, I think he played for Dortmund, what, 2 weeks ago? So, yeah, I mean, you know, I'm expecting them all to start.
So they can play, yeah, but do you think Sven will play them?
As in, do I think he has concerns about the team gelling and cohesion and what have you?
Yeah, yeah.
I think he doesn't have a choice, and I mean that. I think he's in a position where he can't stick. You know, he has to twist. Same for Arteta. He's in the same situation as Arteta. They're both bottom of the league. You know, they both want to be top 10. They're both bottom of the league. Sven's got to go.
Hola, David. And the club. ¿Cómo estás? Everything all right with your hotel room?
He's got to go get something. And it's not.
Is hotel room okay? Yeah. Do you want me to come to your room? I'm just down the corridor. For me, you know, can you put that through Google Translate? Just put your phone up to the phone with the translate. Translate. Google Translate. Yeah.
I want some things for my stay in Liverpool.
Of course. Yes. That's no problem. Yes. See.
Toothpaste, socks, a nice pillow. I do not like this pillow in the hotel. The blue Powerade, Kiehl's deep cleansing face wash, an iPhone charger, a prostitute, the Bible, and the Gary Lineker snacks.
Sorry, David, could you repeat that last bit?
Gary Lineker snacks.
No, the bit before that?
An iPhone charger, a prostitute, the Bible.
Yeah, great. No problem.
Bye-bye, Theo, mate. Sleep tight.
Oh, shit.
Ashwood City Football Club were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888. Today, they compete in England's top flight and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. With a renewed ownership structure and an ambitious transfer policy, Ashwood City enter Season 4 of The Offensive.
E
It's match week 4 in the 2021-22 Premier League season, and off the back of an international break, Ashwood City travel to Anfield for a highly anticipated clash with Liverpool. Recent blockbuster signings Kevin, Angelo Vassos and the Argentine David Luna are all expected to start. The latter, however, is causing problems for Chief Player Liaison Officer Theo Clinton and Assistant Player Analyst and Data Engineer Ruben Thomas.
Gary Lineker snacks? What are Gary Lineker snacks?
I assume you meant crisps. Ruben, that's not the problem here. He wants a prostitute in his room.
Do you want me to Google local ones? Maybe I could use an incognito tab so it doesn't save to my search history.
We can't get a prostitute for him. You need to just message him and turn down the request.
What? Why me?
Because I need someone from the football department.
What has this got to do with football?
We'll just say it will affect performance or something. I don't know. It's too late, isn't it, for that kind of stuff? He's got a game tomorrow.
Why don't you just tell him you can't do it?
Because that's not what senior management want me to do, all right? I'm supposed to move heaven and fucking earth for Kevin, Angelo and David, all right? Anything they want at any time. That's the rule.
What if you just delay it by an hour? It's 11 o'clock. He'll be asleep soon enough.
Oh, he's messaged me twice since then. You need to tell him.
Ask Colin or Woody. I'm just an intern, Theo. What am I supposed to do?
Well, maybe if you sorted shit like this out, you'd be more than an intern.
Oi! This is a hotel. Some people are trying to masturbate.
Jess, we have a problem with David.
Sorry, Jess. We'll try and keep it down.
Did you say we've got a problem with David Luna?
Yeah.
No.
What's going on? Oi, Tweedledum, Tweedledick, I've asked a question.
David wants a girl in his room.
A woman?
Right, yes, a woman. Not like a girl. Like a female lady.
A female lady? A female lady like me, you mean?
Like a professional female lady person.
Sorry, why do I feel like I'm talking to a couple of 7-year-old boys? Speak some fucking sense.
David is requesting a prostitute.
Theo, it's the 21st century. He's a single guy. And they're called sex workers.
That's what I said.
You did not say that.
I mean, I meant to say that.
Night, boys.
Jess, it's just his request for a prostitute was through me.
So? Do you want a cut of her fee or something? Didn't strike you as a pimp, Theo.
It would mean the club are making the purchase.
Ah, fuck. Yes, I see why this is a problem now. Get Woody to deny it on footballing conditions.
Yes, right, that's what I was going to do.
Then why are you two chatting in your dressing gowns?
Well, I thought maybe Ruben could do it.
He's an intern.
That's what I said. I actually said it as well.
Tell Woody.
I can't.
Why not?
Because there's something going on right now and I can't bother him.
What the fuck are you talking about?
What's going on?
I can't say.
Theo?
I can't. I have a duty to keep it secret.
And I have a duty to strangle you with the cord of your own dressing gown.
I swore an oath.
Oh, fuck off, Aragorn. You didn't swear an oath to Jesus. Tell me.
Woody?
No, busy. Jess, stop chatting up, little boys.
Where are you going?
Patrick's room.
What's going on?
Ruben, can you see my willy through this gown?
No.
Fab.
Once again, Ruben's job description never ceases to amaze me.
Woody, I need a favour.
No, gotta run. See ya.
David Luna has asked for something.
Well, you know the rules, pal. Whatever David wants, David gets.
He wants a visit from a sex worker.
Good for him. Hope he has a lovely night. Right, night-night, everyone. See you at Anfield. Walk on through the wind. Walk on.
From the club.
I beg your fucking fuck.
He put the request through me.
That's great. Theo's a pimp.
That's what I said.
No, it's not great.
I was thinking, Chris. I mean, Woody. I was thinking we could suggest to David that we reject the request on football terms.
I suggested that.
On football terms? What the fuck has shagging about got to do with football?
Quite a lot.
Well, psychological studies suggest that sexual conquest as such, not that I see women as conquests, of course, or anything like that, Jess.
No offence, mate, but you could do with a fucking conquest yourself.
But yeah, sex can affect sportsmen as the sense of fulfilment has been achieved pre-competition.
Oh, I thought it was because it made your legs weak.
Ah, that's great. Our player liaison officer gets his sporting knowledge from Rocky movies.
So what are we doing then?
Oh, for fuck's sake, I've got to sort out a bigger problem right now. Look, Stat Boy, he's paying for sex, all right? There's no conquest about it. Psychological studies don't fucking help us, so we can't fucking use that angle, can we?
Woody, what the fuck are you doing? Oh my God, why are you all stood in the corridor in your robes?
In a sec, pal.
No, all right, it's an emergency meeting in my hotel room, Woody. There's no in a sec about it.
Emergency meeting? Right, what is going on?
It's secret.
Sven's not going to start, Kevin.
Woody!
Oh my God,
are
what?
You kidding?
Get the noise down, please. People are trying to sleep.
Ooh. You lot, in here, now.
Patrick, your room's way bigger than mine.
Oh, wow. Oh, it's weird, isn't it? I mean, I guess it's almost as if CEO is a more important job than communications.
Power shower there? Christ, mine's like a pensioner pissing down the back of my neck.
Patrick, I have to tell you something.
Oh, your lights are dimmers as well.
What? What is it? Has Kevin found out he's being dropped?
No.
Theo's a pimp.
Oh, I'm going to regret this, but explain.
So, David Luna has asked me for a number of things.
And what's the rule, Theo?
Whatever David wants, David gets.
Exactly. Reuben?
Yes?
What are you doing?
I was going to get a water from the little fridge thing.
Why why would you do that?
I was thirsty.
Hmm. Yeah. Put it back. Okay, that's £2.80 a bottle.
Oh, sorry.
Theo, continue.
He requested, socks, toothpaste, Gary Lineker snacks.
Is that like Scooby snacks, but for Gary Lineker?
We think he means crisps. Walker's crisps.
Wow! Good job you've got that master's degree, Reuben. Not sure how we would have figured that one out.
Hold on, the club is paying for these things. I mean, socks, why doesn't he bring his own socks? And toothpaste, he can get that from the concierge.
He asked for those things and, A prostitute.
Oh, my God. Is that what all the fuss is about? Don't be so fucking prudish, Theo. Get the man a woman man.
But he requested it through me, so Do I pay for the transaction from the club?
Oh. Fuck. See what you mean.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. David Luna wants a sex worker he can't have. Kevin gets dropped. What a pickle, eh, Patrick?
What are you so smug about? Can you tighten your robe? Please, last thing I need is one of your boobs popping out to completely fucking ruin my evening.
Yeah, ruin your fucking week.
Hey, I know you're stressed, but let's not have a go at the boobs, all right?
Oh, this is shit. Everything is shit and stupid, fuck's sake.
Pal, I think we need to tell Sven.
About the prostitute thing or the Kevin thing?
The Kevin thing. Sven needs to be told.
And we can't pick the team, Woody.
We already fucking have. We told Kevin and David not to accept their international call-up, didn't we?
Yeah, save them getting arrested, mate.
That's besides the point, all right? We told them they would be in this game. They got fees to not go to Brazil and be fucking fit for Liverpool away.
Jesus.
Aren't ASG in town as well?
Oh, fuck, of course they are.
Ugh, why are they here?
Because FSG are going to be there.
You know, it's just the whole ASG, FSG thing. Load of bollocks.
Can we just circle back to the prostitute thing very briefly as David is trying to call me?
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I know. Find one that takes cash.
Oh, of course. Yeah, just have her turn up, then he has to pay her at the end.
Whoa, hold on. Why didn't we think about this before?
Well, I just assumed they took card.
Why would they take card?
Well, COVID.
Oh, aye, how could I forget? Because fucking the guy's absolutely fine, isn't it? But taking his cash, oh, fucking hell, that's risking public health, isn't it? You fucking moron.
I found one here for you. A sort of agency. They also take bank transfer.
We don't want to pay for it, Reuben. Cash only.
Oh, right, yeah, sorry. They take cash.
Go on then, Theo, give them a call.
Chop, chop.
Oh, Jesus, right. Pass me the number. Hi there. How are you?
How are you? Fuck me.
Yes, I was wondering if I could get a nice lady, please.
Jesus fucking Christ.
I can't.
Yes, that would be lovely. The Prince Hotel.
What would be lovely? Rem job.
Woody! Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. Fantastic. Great. Bye-bye.
Oh, fuck. Fabtastic.
Meant to say fabulous or fantastic.
You knob.
Right, Theo, Ruben, if you could both fuck off, that would be fabtastic.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know.
I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Great first half. I mean, I'm looking to be honest, I'm looking at Ashwood City here and I'm going, you know, where's the threat? You know, where's the danger? Are they challenging Liverpool? I think Klopp is the manager here that thought he was going to come in for a battle. You know, he probably overestimated Ashwood City, and Sven has turned up. And, you know, great, you know, David Luna is having a great game, don't get me wrong, and Angelo Vassos looks great. But, you know, where's the outlet? Because Willy Amadou is not even challenging Matip and Van Dijk. He's not, you know, he's not making runs. If anything, he's finding himself down towards the wing on Trent's side. Which, don't get me wrong, I think that's a good way to punish Liverpool for coming forward. But he's not getting any change out of him. And I think, you know, you're looking at Ashwood City and you think you've got to make a change. You've got Brazilian Stardust on the bench and you're not doing anything about it. And I think, you know, a lot of Ashwood City fans are probably thinking the same. Well, you're absolutely right, Billy. 10 shots for Liverpool in this game, 7 on target. Riviere's playing a blinder. As you say, Angelo Vassos has been as solid as a rock at the back. He's keeping Firmino particularly frustrated. And you're quite right, Billy, when you say that Ashwood City have got a decision to make. It may well be 0-0 at half-time, but when you look at the game, it's all Liverpool, and Ashwood are penned in at Anfield, and it's the last place where you want the crowd on your back, and that kind of...
Hey, want some Gary Lineker snacks?
Nah, you're all right.
Salt and vinegar, your favourite.
My favourite's ready salted.
Jesus, ready salted, pal. You are a bland cunt sometimes.
Woody, what's the word from the dressing room?
Not good.
Well, he's not bringing him on?
Not until 75 mins, well, he reckons.
75 minutes? Are you Oh, he'd be all over this lot. Fuck's sake. We can't lose this game. No, actually, we can. Sven can't.
Aye.
Well, that's it then, isn't it?
What's it?
If he loses this, he's gone.
Ooh, drama.
I think so. Listen, Arsenal-Norwich is still 0-0, so if it stays that way, Arteta's going to get thrown out the Emirates quicker than you could say Samir Nasri, and that means that they'll get first dibs on Conte.
No, I want first dibs on Conte.
Exactly, pal.
Right, OK, well, look, I wrote this last night. It's a note to Sven. I was wondering if I should give it to him at half-time, and I think it's time.
Jesus.
What?
How many pages is that?
Three.
Three pages of A4.
And what's wrong with that?
Oh, pal, you just need a wee note that says, put Kevin on or lose job. Not that. That's a fucking book.
Yo, I can't say put Kevin on or lose job.
Oh, of course you can. You're his boss. It's time to shit him up a bit.
I don't want to shit him up a bit. We're in the middle of a Premier League game, for fuck's sake, and we've lost our opening three.
Fine then, say, put him on or we'll have to discuss your future.
Oh, hey, that'll do the trick.
Fine. Ugh. God, I don't have a pen.
Well, I'll just run down there now and tell Broomie. How's that sound?
Oh, you all right, Woody? What are you doing down here?
Kidding, pal. Is Sven all done in there?
Ah, yeah, lads are just coming out now.
Right, go back in, tell Sven to put Kevin on now, or we'll be discussing his future this week.
Fucking hell.
Hey. Oh, he's going to, like, proper flip out and go all Swedish if I say that to his face, though, isn't he? He's not going to flip out and go all Swedish. He's a pro, right? He's heard it all before.
Right, so I'll just say Amadou off, Kevin on.
No, we're not getting tactical, all right? He can take whoever he wants off, but Kevin has to come on.
Nah, Amadou off. He's playing shit.
Kieran, this is serious, all right? Kevin must come on. Hey, Woody.
What's going on?
Nothing, Willie. Get back to cleaning the dressing room or whatever it is you do.
Kevin on, or we discuss the future.
No, his future. Sven, his future.
Right, yeah, sorry.
Are you trying to alter Sven's tactics? Ask another question, Willie, and I'll alter your eye sockets. Is Sven getting sacked or something?
Kevin on, or we discuss your future this week.
Well done, Kieran. That's my boy. Now go deliver the message.
Right, yeah.
This is not cool. Ah, you're right, it's not, because you're here. You can't bully Sven, Woody.
I'm not bullying, pal.
What I just saw, that amounts to bullying. I'm helping him. Ah, please, don't kid a kid a kid. Hey, Brian kid, I am helping him, alright? I'm giving the bloke some fucking blueprints on how to keep his fucking job. You guys are not supposed to get involved in match day stuff. Ah, that's just something we let you lot think. No, that is a universal truth throughout English football, Woody. So stick your nose out of it.
How much did they cost, Willie?
How much did what cost? This pair of bollocks you've bought from someplace where they were reduced. Half price. Did you get them from a fucking charity shop dangling on some hook at the back? Yeah, very good, Woody. Whatever you're trying, it won't work, okay? Sven is too smart and too experienced for your boardroom games, all right?
A half-time change for the away side. Coming off the pitch, number 19, Willie Amadou. Coming on, number 9, Kevin.
You're right. He is smart, isn't he? Have a good second half, Willie. Always a pleasure.
Oh, great save!
Oh, fuck, I thought Salah scored that.
Don't get so stressed. You can't come to these games if you're going to get like this.
No, I wasn't stressed. I captained him, so I could have done with the points, really.
Clear your lines, come on!
Out wide!
I'll tell you what, literally every Liverpool corner, I think Vassos has won the ball, hasn't he?
Amazing.
Yeah, it would be nice if they stopped having so many fucking corners, wouldn't it?
Right, here we go. Kevin's on the ball.
Go on, push on, Kevin! Push on!
Kevin! Oh! Ah, fuck me!
God, oh, please don't be a fucking flop. Can we just have something work out for once?
He's not a fucking flop, he's only been on 10 minutes.
Hey, stop being dramatic. Tell you what, David's looking decent too.
Oh, he's such a good passer of the ball.
Oh, delightful, pal.
Wonder if he had a good shag.
Jess, that's enough.
Fuck me.
I'm just wondering.
Yeah, well, wonder to yourself, please.
Because, you know, is it just a sort of get out of the way kind of thing? Or do you think he's really into it?
Like, can he be really into it? She couldn't have turned up till about midnight. He'd be knackered if he was, like, really into it.
So just a quick one, you reckon?
Hey.
Is that Cheaper?
Oh, I knew it.
Knew what?
I knew you'd ask about cost. You're obsessed.
Oh, I'm curious about the economics of paying for sex. Is that all right with you?
Yes, it's cheaper.
So it's like a pay-by-the-hour type deal?
By the hour? Fucking hell.
I mean, I think so.
Pfft, no way.
What do you know?
She'd have a call-out fee, no? Surely she has a call-out fee.
What, you mean like a plumber?
Aye, because if she's charging by the hour and only gets a couple of minutes...
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Must do the call-out fee, come on.
Yeah, you might be right, actually. A lot of my knowledge is based solely on Pretty Woman.
Another good pass.
Do you know, I think a flat rate of purchase makes the most sense. You know, I mean, like, blowjob is this much, handjob is this much, sex is this much.
And just put it by the side of the bed on a specials board. Fuck's sake.
But sex can include, and usually does include, all those things you mentioned.
Yeah, but you can factor that into the cost of the full sex option.
But you just said they're separate fees.
Yeah, but the full sex cost would take into account the likelihood that the other products are included. I mean, when you make it a meal at McDonald's, they're factoring in the cost of the fries and the drink, aren't they?
But what if they don't end up having the fries?
Doesn't matter. You know, leave them on the counter for all they care. This is the cost of the meal.
I think they should be factoring in travel expenses too, you know. And overtime.
Yeah, we'll see. Now, this is where the costs are going to spiral, though, Woody.
Ah, but come on, pal. Just think, you can't just
oh,
get
shit.
Out and...
Kevin!
What?
Kevin!
Oh, God, shoot,
what?
Man! Shoot!
Oh, yeah! Yeah!
Fucking beauty!
Get in!
Just 2 minutes to play of the added time, and Anfield is anxious. Liverpool throwing everybody forward. Not least of all, Virgil van Dijk. Here is the Dutchman, through the middle, receives the ball from Thiago, plays it towards Mane, and the ball is snatched en route by Kieran Broom, who immediately lays it off to David Luna. Sven Goran Eriksson screaming for Luna to keep hold of the ball, but Akufo is sprinting beyond him. Akufo's the other side of Matip. Luna finds him. It's 2-on-1. Robertson has got his work cut out here as Christian Akufo and Kevin bear down on the Anfield road stand. Akufo now, Kevin begging for it. Here is Kevin. Oh, what a finish! Oh, what a finish! How about that for an encore? Brazilian brilliance, built up by Ghanaian greatness and Argentine accuracy. It's a picture book goal for the Super Whites. Klopp's not happy with the build-up, but it's Ashwood's Anfield this afternoon. It's 2-0, and there's a new sheriff in town.
All right, good game, guys. Great stuff. Christian, so selfless, that pass, mate. Well done. All right, on you go, David. Good game. Bueno. Ah, Kieran, well done, mate. Cracking game.
Fucking hell, 2 goals on your debut, eh?
Oh, no, kid. Fantastic.
Oh, I kind of wish I were there to see it. Do you know what I mean?
Kieran, what are you talking about? You were basically in the middle of the pitch for both of Kevin's goals.
Oh, yeah, I forgot Kevin got both of our goals. I were on about Ronaldo.
Bloody hell, get on the coach, mate, and hey, good game.
Oi, don't smack me bum.
I didn't smack your bum.
Yeah, you did.
I patted your back.
That's me bum.
I touched you here.
No, it were here. That there. Feel that? That's me bum, Chris. You having a nice time, are you? Touching me bum.
Hey, guys. Good game, eh?
Hey, Theo.
Theo, look at Chris's hand, right? Is that on me bum or me back?
Back.
Oh, idiots, man, honestly. Oi, steer clear of David, you.
Me?
Yeah, you.
Why?
He's proper annoyed with you, like, fuming.
What? Why?
About last night.
But, wait, did she not turn up?
Who's she?
The girl.
Dunno, mate, but he said he didn't get him his prosciutto.
What?
He asked you for prosciutto, and you didn't get it for him.
He... Wait. He didn't... He said prostitute. It said prostitute, Kieran.
David, he's married.
You all are.
Nah, but he's, like, into it. You coming on? I reckon you should apologise to him, you know.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Well, you can take your hand off me bum now.
I wasn't bloody on there.
Thanks for listening to The Offensive.
The club shop is open and sells everything from home, away and third kits, as well as mugs, caps, beanies and much more. Don't forget, you can gain access to exclusive domestic cup episodes, behind-the-scenes content and additional material from the Offensive podcast by subscribing to the Ashwood City Patreon.
The Offensive is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember. Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, mate.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.